Don't forget your homework and your tiara as you rush out the door, because this week's Discovery heads to class with a middle school princess. Thanks for tuning in to this week's Shelf Discovery. I'm your host, Kristen Dreyer Kramer, from nightsandweekends.com. In her Princess Diary series, author Meg Cabot has chronicled the life of Mia Thermopolis, average teenager turned princess. Cabot has since begun a new series with Mia's half-sister, called From the Notebooks of a Middle School Princess, and the audio edition of the second book, Royal Wedding Disaster, attends Mia's wedding with her younger sister. The story catches up with Genovian Princess Olivia after she's moved into the palace with her long-lost family. Having spent her entire life as a totally average kid in New Jersey, it was quite a shock to discover that she's actually a princess, and she's been busy learning how to act like a princess ever since. Meanwhile, Mia is pregnant with twins and planning her royal wedding. Life at the palace is pretty crazy, and it gets even crazier for Olivia when she's sent off to study at the Royal Genovian Academy. Now, the Middle School Princess series has all of the royal mishaps and learning experiences of the Princess Diaries series. Olivia is a normal kid who's trying to get accustomed to being a princess, just like Mia once was. She still has to go to school, where she deals with mean girls and not-so-welcome admirers, and young readers will be able to relate to those normal, everyday issues. At the same time, though, Olivia is also a princess. She gets to live in a huge palace, she gets to wear fancy dresses and attend fancy parties, and she has her very own pony. And that adds a little bit of whimsy to the regular, everyday girl drama. Olivia is a lovable lead character. She has her fears and insecurities, but she's also smart and strong, and she's gradually learning to stand up for herself. She's surrounded by other likable characters, too, and that charming cast of characters comes together to tell a royally entertaining story. But is it worth living the life of royalty with this hesitant princess? On a scale of buy it, borrow it, or don't bother, I say buy it. The mix of everyday dilemmas and fairy tale fantasy makes this series another hit for Meg Cabot, and Royal Wedding Disaster is a fun-filled adventure that will spark young readers' imagination. Well, it looks like we've come to the last page of this week's Shelf Discovery. Royal Wedding Disaster by Meg Cabot is 5 regal hours long and is available from Macmillan Audio. For more information, along with show archives and even more reviews, visit shelfdiscovery.org and nightsandweekends.com. And feel free to send any questions, comments, or recommendations my way at books@shelfdiscovery.org. Until next time, wherever the week may take you, don't forget to bring a book.